T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Fox, a little quick on the Benson Boone trigger, huh? Dude, let the call play out, and then you could play your stupid music into break.
For those of you who don't know who Benson Boone is.
He's that fella. Yeah, that song doesn't do it for me. But, yeah, I'm sure he's perfectly talented and fine. Yes, every TikTok. Let's talk to Matt Pauly, host of Sports Open Line, Redbird Rush Hour, and Cardinals pre and post game. He's with us now as the World Series is on to game six. The Blue Jays have taken a lead. And Matt, there is some news, at least with the Cardinals and their coaching staff, we'll get to in a moment. But the series so far, pretty good. And I kind of thought that after the Dodgers won that 18-inning game, that maybe that would be the end of this. But apparently the Blue Jays said nope.
Yeah, I didn't think that the Blue Jays could come back from losing that game. I thought if the Dodgers would have lost that game, they could have come back from it. I didn't think there was something the Blue Jays could come back. And I was wrong. And it's been a fun World Series for sure. I've really enjoyed watching this. And most of the games have had some very interesting things that have happened inside of them. So, yeah, I've enjoyed it for sure.
I was saying, Matt, that for all the World Series that didn't involve the Cardinals, this one for me has been the most fun to watch. As you said, there are record-breaking moments, historic moments in each of these games. David Schneider, along with Vladimir Guerrero Jr., like first time ever that home runs were hit to kick off the World Series. We saw Trey Savage with 12 strikeouts. And being the second youngest person in Major League Baseball to record 10 or more strikeouts in a World Series game, second only to the Dodgers legend Valenzuela.
Yeah, not just yesterday. I mean, you mentioned the fact that Schneider and Guerrero go back-to-back to start the game off. That had happened earlier in the series. Mm-hmm. There was a pinch-hit grand slam. That had never happened in World Series history.
Yeah.
We saw that Yamamoto complete game, which was incredible. We saw the 18-inning game, which was incredible. I mean, this has been a World Series that has been filled with moments and games. And you know, games are stories to me. And every single one of these stories that we've seen pretty much throughout the series has been really awesome. And, you know, you Savage what he did yesterday. Mm-hmm. This is a guy that very few people had probably even heard of coming into this. You know, if you really didn't follow baseball, if you really didn't follow the Blue Jays, this isn't exactly a household name from a baseball player. And he's had a really, really solid run here in the postseason. And then yesterday he was awesome.
So this series now goes back to Toronto, and they've got two shots at closing this thing out in front of their home crowd. Is it going to happen?
you know, they're favored to win the World Series now. I mean, obviously, you go up 3-2, you've got two chances to win one game. First time all postseason, I believe, the Dodgers have not been favored to win the World Series, and it happens after yesterday. If the Dodgers won two in a row in Toronto, would it shock me? No. Can Toronto win one of these next two games? Yeah, absolutely. So I'm still rooting for a game seven because that's going to be a lot of fun. I feel like it's a series, though. That's the thing. When you get to at least six games, it feels like it's a real competitive series, and that I'm happy about that. I don't know. I think the Dodgers are the better team. I think the Blue Jays are playing better baseball right now, and if they can find a way to play better baseball for one of these next two games, they're going to be world champions.
Katie Wu earlier today, Katie with The Athletic, reported that the Cardinals do expect to bring back the entire coaching staff. We knew Ollie Marmol was coming back for 2026, and the rest of the main coaching staff will return. They might hire a couple of extra assistants, however. I mean, this isn't much of a surprise for me, Matt. I don't think it's going to be for you, but is this the right thing, in your opinion, that they are bringing everybody back?
Yeah, I think the staff did a nice job last year, and I know there's going to be people who push back on this. They're reportedly going to hire a new assistant pitching coach and a new assistant hitting coach who are going to be able to come in and join the staff. And having as many staff members as you really need in today's baseball, they've added to the staff previously. There's just so much that these guys do on an everyday basis. But I mean, to answer your question, yes, I'm happy. I'm comfortable. I think they did a good job. I'm just a tad bit surprised because I kind of thought that there might be some natural attrition that would occur on a coaching staff because that tends to happen. It's not happening here. Sounds like Dean Kiekhoffer is going to transition to a different role on the staff. But outside of that, everything's coming back to be the same. And the group worked together well. And I think Oliver Marmol talked about that whenever he talked about his staff during Gas House Gang or whenever else. It was a group that worked together that all pulled in the same direction. And they'll run it back this year.
So what Katie is also reporting is that, I mean, you're talking about the assistants that will be added. In terms of player acquisition, she is also reporting they're going to add positions. Now, this is a thing that, you know, you have talked about, I've talked about, Wheeler, Ackerman, that they've got to get better at the lower levels, you know, the structural level of the organization in terms of acquiring talent and being better at that and developing it. So Chaim Bloom is adding several positions across the board to assist in that, right? So Randy Flores is the assistant general manager. He's going to have the same title. You know, nothing changes for him, but it looks like they're going to get a lot more support at that level, which is a very big deal, Matt, even though people may not recognize that right away.
Yeah, that's where the people who are jaded about this team, I don't think fully understand. It's not a concept of understanding. I think it's almost an acceptance that they are investing in the organization to fix a lot of stuff at all levels, and they're bringing in new people because they needed new people. They were running so lean, and that's part of what led to where this organization has gotten to. So we can be critical that they got to that point, and I think that is a very valid criticism of the organization. How in the world did it get to a point that they were so far behind other teams in staffing at different areas of the organization? But they're fixing it, and it's a long-term fix. You're not creating positions for them to be here this year, and then next year you're going to cut the job. They are doing what they need to do to get this organization back humming along, and it might take a little while, but this is going to have an impact on the Major League roster.
Yeah, so I think that we can spend a lot of focus put a lot of focus on Major League payroll and spending money there, but the investment at the lower levels does end up paying up, you know, for a relatively cheap price, even though it's not cheap. It for a relatively cheap price, though, compared to Major League payroll, it's important to invest at the lower levels, kind of like, and you could speak to the Brewers and what they do in terms of investment. How much better at that are they than what the Cardinals have been?
A ton. They're one of the best. The Brewers have, that's how they win. I mean, you look at their major league payroll and you look at the individual. It's why we, every single year, we look at the Brewers and say, this team can't win the division. Mm-hmm. This team can't go on a playoff run. It's because you look at the pieces on the major league roster and it just doesn't make sense. But they are so good at allowing players to become the best version of themselves. And the Cardinals have to be a lot better than that. I think the Cardinals are going to be able to spend more money than the Brewers. So they should be able to put that, you know, throw some gas on that fire, to be cliche about it. But I'll go back to Kansas City. Like, think about Kansas City. And baseball is different than when Kansas City got to the back-to-back World Series. But the way the Royals did that and the way the Royals continue to be successful is they are investing in their player development. And they were able to do it a little bit differently when they had the teams that were going to the World Series, because the draft was different and you could draft players above slot and give extra money, and that just doesn't, you can't really do that as much now. If you give somebody over slot money now, you have to take that away from somebody else. But there's always going to be ways to go spend money in player development that is going to help you produce better players. And the Cardinals have not been spending that money, and they're going to be spending it now.
All right, so let's talk about Albert Pujols, who just recently, and he was supposed to be part of the World Series coverage on Fox the other day, but because he had a meeting with the San Diego Padres that lasted 9 hours, it was another interview for him. It kind of looks like that's getting close. I don't know if you interview a future Hall of Famer for 9 hours unless you plan on hiring him, right?
Yeah, he did pregame yesterday on MLB Network. So, you know, they're both in Southern California, the interview with the Padres and the game being played in L.A. So I know, I don't know about Fox, but I know yesterday.
It was MLB Network. You're right, not Fox.
Okay. And he did the whole pregame yesterday. I was watching that while I was at the station. So he was able to do each of those things yesterday for sure. But a 9.5-hour interview, I can't imagine a nine, and it was his second one too.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know, the first one probably lasted.
This was the day of
hours.
Game three, wasn't it?
Was okay. I don't know. So maybe he did miss something. But
yeah.
Okay, it doesn't really matter. What matters is he did a 9.5-hour interview. Yes.
Yeah.
So
I hope they played golf or something. You can't sit in a room for 9.5 hours.
You think they ordered out multiple meals?
Yes.
You'd have to.
They just sat at a conference room table.
How many times was food ordered during a 9.5 interview?
Once. Because he ate before he got there.
Twice.
No.
You need a snack. An aperitif, maybe.
No, I'll tell you what happened. He ate before they got there. They had 4 hours in. They ordered a meal. And then they ordered another meal, and he took it to go.
I don't think he took it to go. I think he ate it
in the car.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Maybe.
Albert's going to be the manager of the Padres, probably. Matt, I don't know that you interview him for that long unless the intent is there and it's really about working out details, don't you think?
I don't know. I mean, today's an off day in the World Series, so let's see what happens today. The Major League Baseball certainly prefers the teams, if they make announcements during the World Series, that they happen on off days and not game days. So let's see what happens over the, over the next few hours. I don't know. I just nobody has for sure said that he is the front runner for the job. I have not seen him.
I will say this, like with a 9.5 hour meeting, either he is the manager or you're going to come out of this with a story with just how close they were to him being the manager. I feel like those are the only two options.
Well, this is pretty close already.
Right. That's what I mean. He's either the manager or it's like, we were so close.
Aren't you?
But here's part of it, though. When you're going, I mean, he's interviewing them as much as their interview. I think that's part of what went wrong with the Angels situation. I don't think he was overly comfortable with where they were at. And with the Angels situation, you had a president of baseball operations in Perry Minasian who had 1 year left on his contract. I think A.J. Preller has 1 year left on his contract in San Diego, if I've got that right. And Preller was actually connected to the Colorado Rockies opening. There was a scenario out there where he would have left the Padres. So this might be Pujols trying to be comfortable with the team as much as anything else.
All right, so let me ask you this, Matt. Are you looking forward to the first Sports Open line after Albert becomes the Padres manager?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you?
I know there's going to be people who are very much wishing that he becomes the Cardinals manager, but I think we know that's not happening right now. So I would actually argue that he's go get a job somewhere else and see how that works out, and maybe down the line something happens. I don't know. But yeah, it's not going to be any different than the stuff I would hear about Mike Schilt being the manager in San Diego.
Of course.
So, you know, I've been there. I've done that.
Well, enjoy it, buddy. Also, good news, the Blues have not lost in the time that we've done this interview. So
that is good. Yeah. But they have given up a couple goals.
They have given up a couple goals over the last 10 minutes. Yes. All right. Matt Pauly, we appreciate you. You'll have Rush Hour Sports tonight. And then do you have any Sports Open line with Thursday Night Football?
I have a 30-minute edition, so people get me for 90 minutes.
Tonight. Have fun.
Thanks.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
Ugh, that bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.